The Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilchas Tshuva begins, Kol mitzvah shebatora, im ova adam al echad mehem, and so on, kashu yasa tshuva, v'yoshim b'cheto chayv l'svados, vidu zem mitzvah sasei, ketzim m'svado, oma ana Hashem, chatosi avisi pashayt l'fenecha, v'sisi kach v'kach, v'ein echamti boshtim b'maisei, ul alam ein echoz l'dovazeh, v'zeu ikvel shal vidui. So the Rambam, you see, requires that as part of the vidui, you have to have the chavata al she'ova and kabbalah haba. And the Ram says in Perek Beis, also in Halacha Beis, Umahi ha'tshuva, hu she'yazev ha'chol techeto, v'yasim ma'chstrafto, v'yigmo b'liwa shlo yaseo od, v'chein yisnachim al she'ova, v'tzorach l'svadis b'sos v'loma inyonos elu she'gomo b'libo. So, what's difficult, since the Ram requires that the vidui should include chavot l'haba, l'sha'ava, and kabbalah haba, why is it that the vidui, the Kohen Gadol, as the Gemara says in Yuma and Daf Lamed Hey, the Kohen Gadol would just say, Ana Hashem Chatosi, and then Kapena, but he didn't say the vidui of chavot l'sha'ava and kabbalah haba. And also, the by Moshe Rabbeinu, from who we learn many of the lochs of vidui, it says ana chata ha'am hazeh chata gadola, as relates to the Maisa Egel, and from there we learn many of the lochs of vidui, and yet it doesn't mention the chavat l'haba and kabbalah the chavat l'sha'avon and kabbalah haba, and the Gemara as the word proves on Daf Lamed Vav, and other examples of this. So the Rav said, and this is written up in the Igros HaGrid, the Rambam says also by Balei Chatos, V'chein Balei Chatos, Vashomis Baish may vin Kobanem al Shigosum or al Stonum, Ain Miskavla Bekoban Achiasu Chuva, Visvadu Vidu Idvorum, Shinema Visvada Ashechot Ale, Vachain Komichuyove, Mrs. Bezen, Reve Malkus, Ain Miskavlem Bibisosum, Obelikisosum, Achiasu Chuva, Visvado, Vachain Hachovo Bechavero, Achiasvada, and so on. So you see that in terms of Kapora, Vidu is Ma'akiv. And if you did tshuva without vidui, it doesn't help. So the question is that the Gemara in Kedushin says, Daf Mem Tes, that if a person was Mekadosh in Isha Menashe Nitzadik Goma, Afilu Rosh Goma, Mekodesha, Shemihivah tshuva Bidaito. And the Ram passes that in Perukhes from Hilchas Ishus. So you see that vidui is not Ma'akev. Because maybe he heard, but he didn't. He wasn't misvada prepare. And by tshuva by itself, it becomes a tzaddik. So that's tzorachin. And the Rambam says in Hilchas Eidus, in Perek Yud Beis, that kol apostol Eidus im osa tshuva chozel hechshevel. So we see that tshuva helps to be mafkir shem yosh in the gavra, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, tshuva bonu shovim erpa meshuva osechem. And according to the Mandayama, that Yom Kippur is mechapa even l'she'enem shovim, Rebbe. Or according to the Ram, that Shiva Mishtaleach, the Ram says in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis in the Rashtu, that Shiva Mishtaleach is Mechapa on Kalos, even without Shuva. So, a person who's partial Eidus doesn't become kosher after Yom Kippur. So the Pshat is that even though Yom Kippur and Shiva Mishtaleach Mechapim, even possibly even without tshuva, till he does tshuva, he's still called a Rasha and his Pasul Eidus. So it seems that in the halacha of tshuva, there are beyond the halacha that through tshuva, it's mafkir the chaloshim rosh and gavra, but tshuva itself is also a mechapa. Just like other kaparas, like Yom Kippurim and so on. And this is mavu in the lashon of Rambam in Perakei from Hilchas Tshuva. Bizman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdash kayim ve'ein lanu mizbeach kapara ein sham ela tshuva ha'tshuva mechaperes al hakol. And tshuva, as the Gemara says in Yumadav Peivav, and the Ram codifies this, that tshuva is one of the dalit chiluki kapara. So the tshuva itself is a mechaper. So, as relates to the din vidui, whether vidui is ma'akev or not, so it would seem that there are two halachas. As relates to the heksha gavra, so tshuva by itself, even without vidui. Vidui is not ma'akev with that. And that depends simply whether he did tshuva or didn't do tshuva. So that's the Gemara in Kedushin, Shemahirek tshuva belibo, and he would no longer be called a Rashi, became a tzaddik. However, as relates to the din that tshuva is a mechaper, like other kaparas, so that depends completely on vidui. That the ma'isa ha-kapara is vidui, and as relates to the vidui kohen gadol, that as the Gemara says in Yuman Daf Lamed Vav, that's kaparas dvarim. And similarly, as relates to vidui of tshuva, so till he says actually and articulates the vidui, so the kapara is not complete. So therefore, it's good the Rambam that says the vidu is ma'akev by Korbin and Mrs. Bezdin and so on, because there we're speaking about kapara, and not relates to the Hafkor Shem Rosh and Gavra. And in general, we have to understand the Rambam says that vidu requires Chavotla al ha'ova and Kabbalah al ha'ba. Then you have to explicitly articulate that. Because, of course, as long as there's no Chavotla and Kabbalah sha'ova and Kabbalah ha'ba, that's no tshuva at all. But why does that have to be part of the vidui? Chavi, the vidui should be only related to the chait that he sinned. Of course, he has to also, in terms of his heart, and internally, be mischaret an l'sha'ov and be mekabel habor. So you see, that it's mucha from here that vidui is not just a mitzvah that the shav has to be misvada, but that the vidui itself is part of the gufal shel tshuva, and part of the etzem ma'aseh tshuva is to say the vidui and to mefaret the tshuva prepare, including the chavata and the sha'av and the kabbalah habor. And that's the etzem tshuva. As the Rambam says, umahi ha'tshuva hu shi'azov ha'chot ha'chetov yasir ma'achstov yigma belibo shelo yoseo od v'chen yisnachim al sha'ava v'tzorach lisfadis besos loma inyonus elu shigoma belibo. So the vidui is an integral part of the tshuva, and that also has to be articulated. So, and beyond that, there's another halacha of vidui, which is not related to the ma'aseh tshuva, but it's a kiyum bifnei atzmo of the Maisa Vidui. And the Vidui Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur proves it, because the Vidui Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol is not tshuva for the whole tzibur. That every yochid v'yochid has to do tshuva for themselves. So the Kohen Gadol can't do tshuva for Echav HaKohanim, or to do tshuva a new basi for his household. That vidui is a special kiyum of vidui dvarim, and that's there's a separate kiyum independent of tshuva. And we see that also from the Gemara. The Gemara said later on, Daf Pei Vav, that that you misvada also on Avera Shikva Hisvada Lame in the Biyom Kippur She'ova, and the Ram Paskins that way in Perek Bey from Hilchot Tshuva. Avera Shisvada Lame Biyom Kippur Zer, Chos Misvada Lame Biyom Kippur Acha, Afa Pishu Omid B'Tshuvaso. So you see that there's a kiyum of Vidui, not just as part of the Maaseh Tshuva, because he's done Tshuva already in the past one, and he hasn't done the Avera again. And still there's a locha and a kiyum to say Vidui. And that's the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and that was the vidui of Moshe Rabbeinu on Hashem. And that vidui, which is not a Maisa Tshuva, that doesn't require Chavoto, articulate the Chavoto L'Sha'ova and the Kabbalah L'Haba. Also that you see that Tshuva, there are two dinim in tshuva. One is that tshuva helps to mevkiyah the Shem Rosha in the Gavra, and also that tshuva is a kapora, like other kaporas. And that depends on vidui, which is the mechaper. And in vidui also, there are two dinim. There's the din of that vidui is etzem part of the Maisa Tshuva itself, and that relates not to the Kapora but to the Maisa Tshuva itself, and for that you need Chavat al Chabar and Kabbalah Habar. And then there's the Tshuva of to Mefkir the Shem Rosha, which doesn't require that, and that's the Gemara Kedushin, Shemihira Tshuva Belibo. So now it's for Enfer the Rambam, because the Rambam says, we asked the two different Viduim, and the Rambam says you have to articulate the Chavot L'Sha'ava and the Kabbalah Haba. That only relates to the Vidu that's part of the Etzem Maaseh HaTshuva. However, there is a kiyum of vidui, an independent vidui, and that's the vidui al hakorban that the Kohen Gadol says, and that's the vidui that the person is misvada on Yom Kippur even that he was oimid b'tshuva already on the next Yom Kippur. There's also an inyan to be misvada.